My name is Mohammad Arif. I am working as a principal scientist at National Institute for Biotechnology and Genetic Engineering, Faisalabad.
What does your institution do and how is it related to the Pakistani authority?
My institution is basically working on four different aspects. Means we are working on agriculture biotechnology, we are working on environmental biotechnology, we are working on as an industrial biotechnology, and we are working on health biotechnology. We are affiliated with Pakistan Atomic Energy Commission, and we got the project from International Atomic Energy Association, VIANA, as well. My lab is a focal lab for the detection of adulteration in basmati rice using molecular markers, meaning using PCR-based methods to detect any adulteration in super basmati rice. Super basmati rice is a premium quality rice, and it covers means around 90% of the area in Punjab.
Could you tell me a bit about the project with the IAEA? What is it that you're doing with basmati rice?
Yes, basically basmati is a premium quality rice in Pakistan, and our most of the rice, basmati rice, export to the European Union. Besides basmati rice, we also export non-basmati rice to different countries like Bangladesh, Indonesia, or Philippines, and most of the African countries. But basmati is a premium quality rice, and mostly we export it to European Union and Middle East. So we usually export this super basmati rice. But because of some adulteration, European Union checked out in their retail that most of the basmati rice imported from Pakistan and from India, they found there is some adulteration of low inferior quality rice, or that is non-basmati rice.
When you say adulteration, maybe you could just explain what that means for the general audience.
As I mentioned, that basmati rice is a premium quality rice. And when you cook it, you will get a pleasant aroma and a very good flavor as compared to the non-basmati rice. Some non-basmati rice, upon cooking, they stick together. In Philippines, in Japan, they prefer this sticky rice. So there are different stages of adulteration. From harvesting of the basmati rice from the field, it may mix with some low inferior quality rice by manual mixing. So mixing is two types. One is upon harvesting, because in some areas of Punjab, basmati and non-basmati rice, they grow together. Sometimes during harvesting, some non-basmati rice also harvest with the basmati rice. So there's a chances of mixing in the field. And then that harvest come to the middleman. And the middleman also, he put different heaps of different rice from different areas. So there are also chances of mixing at that spot. And that was a main problem with the European Union, that they found more than 10% of mixing of non-basmati in basmati rice. The last stage is the food foster. Sometimes they intentionally mix the inferior quality rice with the basmati rice. Because for the basmati, they get very good premium quality. And in local market, basmati rice is more expensive as compared to the non-basmati rice. In Pakistan, if basmati rice is 100 rupees per kg, you can get non-basmati rice around 3 or 70 rupees kg.
Why is this such a concern for the Pakistani authorities?
The problem also comes at the government level and also at the importer level, right? The importers which are giving high price for the basmati, but when they get the inferior quality rice along with the basmati rice, so they complain that they are not getting for what they are paying. You know, the competition is very high between India and Pakistan. So sometimes the exporters, if they don't find a good dealer for that one, so they give a low price quotation. I think this is mainly the consumer who is suffering. I am not saying that 100% of the exporters, they are doing the same thing, but they were not aware of these things. They were not aware of these things, but that what is going on in the field, what is going on at the middleman stage, and what is going on at the end stage. They were not aware of this, that there is so much mixing going on of basmati and non-basmati. But when the UK government decided to check the adulteration in the retail market, then they found that they are mixing more than expected.
And how did the isotope science work for you in this scenario?
First, we need to differentiate between low-quality rice and high-quality rice, that is basmati. So we can easily differentiate between non-basmati and basmati rice on the basis of PCR or DNA-based methods. There are some PCR-based techniques available which can easily detect different basmati or non-basmati rice. But the second thing is that basmati depends on the geographical environmental factors, right? If you grow basmati in UK or USA or outside the Punjab region, you will not get the same flavor or same aroma, because it depends on the soil characteristics and environment at the time of maturity. So the region of Pakistan and India, they are the basmati region. We call it color tract. If you grow basmati in that specific area, you will get the aroma, you will get the specific pleasant flavor. But if you grow rice outside that Punjab region, you will again will not get the same quality. So quality is the main issue. So stable isotopes, they allow us to detect what is the origin of this rice, where it has been grown. Has it been grown in the Punjab region or it another regions, right? So that's why we started to use stable isotopes for the geographical identification of basmati rice.
How does the partnership between the IAEA and your institution work exactly?
We applied for this specific project. We are collecting samples from all over the Punjab and all over the Sindh, because we have to collect the rice sample from Sindh area, because most of the basmati rice, it also been grown in Sindh, other areas other than Punjab areas. So we collect rice seed, we collect the water samples, we collect the soil samples from those areas. In Pakistan, we do have the facilities for stable isotope analysis. But the problem is that that is not dedicated for this purpose. They analyze some water samples, they analyze some other samples, but they do not have the expertise for this. And also I mentioned that they are heavily occupied for their own experiment because they do only one instrument for this purpose. So we got some initial analysis from that institute. But when we found that we have the alternate, we decided to collaborate with Dr. Simon. There are different methods to detect the adulteration of non-basmati and basmati. As I mentioned, there are protein methods, there are enzymes method, there are PCR-based methods. We found the stable isotope analysis the best method to exactly pinpoint the origin of the cultivation region.